Cowardly people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I was talking to someone the other day who was really feeling stuck. They've been trying to change some behavior and found themselves back doing the same old behavior that they had been trying to change. And that conversation reminded me of a wonderful book that I found really helpful a couple of years ago, Mindsets by Carol Dweck. And what she discovered is that we can change our mindset. And there's a mindset that is clearly correlated with success, clearly correlated with learning and growing. Now, what's a mindset? It's basically that running story going on in our heads that's guiding our interpretation of what's going on. So the one mindset, the fixed mindset, creates an internal monologue that is focused on judging. Oh, see, I can't do it. That means I'll never be able to do it. However, there is a growth mindset. People with a growth mindset are also constantly monitoring what is going on, but their internal monologue is not about judging themselves or others. They're sensitive to what's going on so they can learn from it. It's a hugely different frame of reference. One, watching what's going on and seeing that it proves that, see, I'm a loser. Nothing's going to change. I can't change. This is just what it's going to be. As opposed to the growth mindset, which is, hey, I'm learning. Yeah, I failed, but I'm learning and I'll try it again. That whole quote, if at first you don't succeed, try again. That's the growth mindset. What's beautiful about Carol Dweck's work and a lot of recent work on behavior change is you can change your mindset. You can change the internal monologue that has guided your choices and your frame of reference for perhaps decades. The first thing is to know you can change your brain. You can sculpt your brain by what you focus on. Having that awareness is really important because otherwise you can say, well, see, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's actually not true. You can learn things into your 90s. And so you can change your brain. That's the first step. The second step is to learn to hear your internal monologue. What are you telling yourself? I remember when I took guitar lessons, and I took in my 20s. So I'm a little late at this game. I've never had music lessons before. And I would use every struggle as an indication of, see, I can't do it. I remember there was another person starting guitar lessons at the same time as me, and the teacher kept telling me how much he was improving. And my guess is he had a totally different internal monologue going on, which was, okay, yeah, I can't get it now, but I just keep working at it because if I work at it, I can learn how to grow. So you need to learn to hear the fixed mindset. Hear yourself. Are you telling yourself you can't do it? And when you hear that, just know that you can change that channel. But the first thing is to even know that channel is playing. Another way you might hear a fixed mindset is not criticizing yourself, but criticizing others. Well, it's not my fault. Somebody else didn't train me well enough. All right, so you know your brain can change. You can hear your fixed mindset by attacking yourself, attacking others. And then the next step is to know you have a choice. So you got the channel playing. You got this fixed mindset channel playing saying, see, you can't do it. Where if you catch yourself doing that, you can say to yourself as well, well, I'm not sure I can do it now, but I think if I put in some time and effort. Or if you have a fixed mindset that says, but what if you fail, you'll be a failure. And then you catch yourself saying that, and then you can say, well, but most successful people have had failures along the way. That's how they've learned. We can cultivate a growth mindset by knowing we can change, hearing what mindset is playing in our brain, and consciously looking at giving ourselves a more positive message, a learningful message. As Benjamin Barber, an eminent sociologist, once said, quote, I don't divide the world into the weak and the strong, or the successes and the failures. I divide the world into the learners and the non-learners.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.